Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from David in the Tax Quips Forum, who defines a dealer in real estate as someone who sells a single property for profit, as long as the intent to act as a dealer to real estate is present. Well, David, you tell us that according to Internal Revenue Code Section 453, I-1B, it defines a dealer disposition as any disposition of real property which is held by the taxpayer for sale to customers in the ordinary course of the taxpayer's trade or business. Are you right that one property would qualify? Perhaps. Perhaps not. Here's an interesting quote from an article by Callie Zimmerman for New Wire Investment. It says, real estate dealer rules can get a bit murky. In fact, the problem is so severe that according to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, if a client asks you in any but an extreme case whether, in your opinion, his sale will result in capital gain, your answer should probably be, I don't know, and no one else in town can tell you. This is from a tax court case of J.D. Byram in 1983. The distinction between investor, landlord, and dealer is important. As an investor, all the expenses are capitalized and the gains are capital gains. As a landlord fixing up a property to rent it out, the rental income is passive. The gains are capital gains except for the depreciation. As a dealer, not only do you not get capital gains treatment, but all the income and profit are self-employment income, subject to 15.3% self-employment taxes. According to George Sands in a Bankrate.com article, issues to consider before condemning a transaction to dealerhood include the length of time the property is held, the number of sales, major improvements like rezoning and subdividing, the owner's involvement in the sale of the property. Are they handling it all themselves or via their own paid staff, or are real estate agents and brokers involved? Another thing that you need to take into account that you haven't is the phrase taxpayer's trade or business. If this isn't the taxpayer's trade or business, they're not a dealer. Generally, you can probably support investor or landlord status if this is not your main livelihood. Do the research properly and you will undoubtedly find case law to support your position if you're only flipping one or two properties a year while holding down a day job. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about real estate dealers and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.